And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Great to have you back with us, Debbie.
Oh, thanks, Ed. I'm thrilled and got a lot to talk about, as I seem to always have. So I'm going to launch right in with your indulgence. Beginning tonight at the Adrian R. Center for the Performing Arts, they are presenting the Marinsky Orchestra. This is one of the oldest musical institutions in Russia. And their maestro, Valery Georgiev, is joined by International Tchaikovsky Competition winner, Denis Matsuev, and he is performing the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto No. 2. It's a great program, and that's tonight over at the Adrian R. Center for the Performing Arts. And while we're at the R. Center tomorrow night, they're presenting an evening with Harry Connick, Jr., the Grammy Award and Emmy Award and Tony Award winning singer, songwriter, band leader, brilliant artist. And that's tomorrow night over at the Adrian R. Center. Tonight, an evening with Jasmine Guy and the Avery Sharp Trio is being presented at Books and Books in Coral Gables. That's on 265 Aragon Avenue. And this is being presented in partnership with the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. Jasmine Guy, who some may remember of TV's A Different World,
Yeah. She
has actually put together and is headlining a beautiful remembrance of the Harlem Renaissance. So it's an evening of performance Saturday night at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, but tonight at Books and Books, you can meet Jasmine Guy and do a Q&A and just get some background into the production itself. And then, of course, tomorrow night, go see the show down at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center and just savor all of the glory that is the Harlem Renaissance. All this weekend over at the Miami-Dade County Auditorium at the Onstage Black Box, Teatro Avante is presenting Años Difíciles by Roberto Cosa. This is going to be performed in Spanish with super titles in English, and it's a tough tale about 1990s Buenos Aires. Very poignant and important show to see, and that, of course, is all this weekend over at Miami-Dade County Auditorium. Tomorrow, it's the annual and wonderful Antique Map Fair, the Miami International Map Fair at History Miami right here in downtown. This is a great annual event that showcases antique maps, rare books, panoramas, atlases from all around the world. And anyone who has any fascination at all with history, geography, cartography, or just discovery of any kind shouldn't miss this festival. It really is an incredibly dynamic and fun treat for the whole family, and you just see the coolest stuff. That's this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday, over at History Miami in downtown. On Sunday, Orchestra Miami is celebrating the City of Miami Beach's 100th anniversary with a concert in Collins Park that is a full family fun concert. It's a free pop-style concert. Collins Park, of course, is located adjacent to the Bass Museum on Collins Avenue on Miami Beach. So pack up a picnic and take the whole family over to enjoy this glorious concert by Orchestra Miami. Also on Sunday, in celebration of Black History Month, it's the fourth annual South Dade Gospel Fest at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, this year featuring gospel recording artist Landria Johnson, and that begins at 5 p.m. on Sunday down in Cutler Bay at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. On Tuesday this coming week, there's a phenomenally exciting opportunity for both the music students of the community and particularly those of the New World School of the Arts and the community in general. The former concertmaster of the New York Philharmonic, Glenn Dichterow, is coming to give a talk and lead a masterclass open to the public on Tuesday evening at the Miami-Dade College Wilson Campus Auditorium here in downtown. And then on Wednesday night, he is going to be joining the New World School of the Arts Symphony Orchestra at the Arsht Center. So it's time to see our great young artists under the tutelage of a brilliant master artist. And on the program that evening, Mr. Dichterow is going to be playing the Barber Violin Concerto. Next Friday through Sunday, Miami City Ballet is presenting its program number 3, and it features Richard Alston's critically acclaimed Carmen, Twyla Tharp's Sweet Fields, and George Balanchine's Allegro Brillante. And, of course, we all love our ballet. They're just so exquisite. So program 3 is here. Go check that out at the Adrian R. Center for the Performing Arts next Friday through Sunday. Next Friday also, Noches Tropicales is presenting Carlos Oliva y Los Sobrinos de Juez. That's over at Tropical Park. And Seraphic Fire is performing next Friday at Miami Shores Presbyterian Church, and they are presenting Haydn's Lord Nelson Mass. Finally, I'll wrap up real fast. Tony Bennett is performing at the Arts Center next Friday, February 13th. And if you need some Valentine's Day options, here are a couple fast ones. There's the Family Fun Day, I Love Miami at History Miami, Moonlight and Music Valentine's Day Concert at the Deering Estate featuring Wendy Peterson and friends, Raul de Blasio in concert at the Miami-Dade County Auditorium. Miami Light Project is presenting Bombillo in a huge music party at the Lightbox in Wynwood. The New World Symphony is presenting its percussion fellows in the percussion consort titled Heartbreakers at the New World Center. The Danish National Symphony Orchestra is performing at the Arts Center. An improvised Shakespeare company is performing at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. So do something fun with your love of your life and get out and enjoy some cultural experiences.
And where can we find more information, Debbie?
At the Miami-Dade website, which is miamidadearts.org, all one word, miamidadearts.org.
That's Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs, with some great suggestions. Thanks so much and great weekend.
You too, Ed.
Let me also mention free marketing for nonprofits today and tomorrow at the University of Miami School of Communication. It's their sixth annual Philadthropy. For more information, go to PhiladThropy, philadthropy.com. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. We want to thank our technical directors today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Judith Bishop, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margold. Call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. Fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.